Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ was offered once for all as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. The quotation, "Nothing is certain but death and taxes," is attributed to many people, but especially Benjamin Franklin and Mark Twain. However, the fact is that it's such an obvious observation that it actually dates back long before them. The simple truth is that death is a fact of life. Unless the Lord returns first, we will all die. But our death stands in marked contrast to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. When he died, he brought to an end the elaborate sacrificial system which was established in the Old Testament law. The whole notion of sacrifices is very unfamiliar to us these days, but God established it because of the desperate seriousness of sin and the need to find a way of making things right. The offering of sacrifices was a way of life for the Jews, and every single day animals were slaughtered as an integral part of their worship. Every morning and evening, a lamb would be killed in the temple, and on festival days, many other animals would also be slaughtered. The writer to the Hebrews wanted his readers to understand that their Jewish faith had been totally fulfilled in Christ. His death on the cross had opened up a new era, because there was no longer any need for sacrifices. He had decisively brought that to an end by offering himself as a perfect sacrifice. Although the sacrificial system is very unfamiliar to us, we need to understand the awful seriousness of our sin and of the need for us to be made right with God. The sacrificial death of Christ on the cross has opened up in a miraculous way for us to be set free from our sins. He's done for us what we could never do for ourselves, and unlike the old sacrificial system, his death was once for all. It will never need to be repeated. The death of Christ on the cross is so amazing that it's hard for us to comprehend. None of us have ever been loved more completely than this. As we think of it, we need to turn all our thoughts into ones of gratitude and praise to God. So let me ask you a question. What does the death of Jesus mean to you? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you were willing to go to the cross out of your love for us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Stewardship, helping Christians be the best stewards with the resources God gives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.